All right, this news here. We'll see what happens. It's just kind of being reported. But Ravens kicker Justin Tucker has been accused of inappropriate sexual behavior by 6 massage therapists. This according to the Baltimore Banner. And then this reported from Adam Schefter said Ravens kicker Justin Tucker called allegations against him unequivocally false. He had a full prepared statement for it, and that was the big piece of it. He completely denies it, as you hear there. And this will be, you know, I don't know if this is going to be like the situation we were in and out of for over a year here in Houston with the Deshaun Watson thing. I don't know where that'll go, but this is clearly. Not a good look, and it's going to be something here. This is something I'm sure the league is looking at. And as I said earlier, somebody's life is being ruined. Either women that have been inappropriate behavior shown towards them, or Justin Tucker, who right now, this is probably, no matter if he did it or not, going to be attached to him.
Yeah, this is one for me, man, that's tough. Because, I mean, like, Tucker, I mean, either way it goes, I mean, his life has changed forever.
Yep, right now.
You know, whether it is unequivocally false or not, I mean, there's some details that are going to come out of obviously some kind of incriminating evidence that something more than shown. Like, I just don't know what, like, the hard part for me is I can see guys using a lot of different massage therapist. I can see where guys would maybe even at a time or two come on to someone that they think is attractive, whether it's a massage therapist or somebody else. I can't for, and I'm pretty, I feel like I'm pretty loose with it in a sense of kind of understanding and accepting some things and kind of knowing the real world, especially of athletes.
You've been in the massage situation.
I've been in several of those situations. I can't for the life of me, especially if you're one of these guys that have a name like Deshaun Watson or Justin Tucker. Like, I can't for the life of me, even little old me, imagine what you have to do to multiple women in multiple different places of business to get banned from a couple of them. Much less have be accused of inappropriate. Like, I just don't. It's just wild, man. It's wild to think that if it's true that these guys go about it this way and just keep doing it and doing it and doing it and thinking they're never going to get caught.
And you would imagine.
And if it's not true, it's hard to imagine that nothing is true. I heard Lopez talking about earlier, like some of the reports are he was banned from a couple of different establishments. Like, how are you a pro athlete that all of the NFL community knows and knows well and admires?
Well, not just that, but coming off of the Deshaun Watson situation, like you would think guys would be on their P's and Q's, that you wouldn't even have any confusion of it. Again, he is unequivocally calling these claims false. Again, that is what Justin Tucker is saying. They are still alleged. But boy, coming off the Deshaun Watson stuff, And seeing how that has taken his life. Mm-hmm. Now, I know he got paid, but how it's taken his life and how his name is it'll never be the same. Looked at the same. I would imagine at that point, a lot of guys around the league tightened up. A lot of guys, if they were loose, I would imagine a lot of people tightened up and didn't leave any confusion. So, this is surprising, especially after the years and what happened with Deshaun Watson, that you would hear this. And as you said, from alleged multiple people.
Yeah, like the sheer number blows my mind. Like, I mean, like some of the guys that I played with back in Dallas, like, I mean, they were very, very particular about who they let work on them. And I always thought, hey, man, these are elite athletes, man. These dudes are getting paid millions of dollars to do what they do. They can't have just any old Joe Blow or Jane Blow in there. Just that's a poor choice of words, obviously. But, you know, they can't just let anybody work on them. I mean, these cats are running around and obviously just letting anybody work on them.
Yeah.
So you got the whole thing is just wild to think that these, I mean, Tucker's arguably the most well-known kicker maybe ever. Like, if you talk about the level of success, and like, he, like, I could be walking down the street in Houston and come across, and I'd know exactly who that was. There's not another kicker in the league right now. I don't know that if I walked up on Kyahmi Fairbairn, that I would recognize, I would, obviously, but I don't know that I would recognize him before Justin Tucker. Is it Tucker? Tucker.
It's Tucker.
I don't know. I don't know that I would.
You're really making me think with this now. Is there another? Is there any? Is, first off, two of them. Is Justin Tucker the most famous kicker ever? He very well might take it up a notch here. But was before today, was he the most famous kicker ever? Or was it Sebastian Janikowski? Was he the?
Janikowski's probably a more. I would say probably that name is probably more well known across more generations. But I ain't got Janikowski if he walks in the building right now. If Janikowski walked in the building, hey, Chris, if Janikowski walked in that door right there in your studio, would you know who it is?
I mean, I know what he looks like, but probably not. I mean, just casually, if I just look
at him. I ain't got him. I think he's ball headed, right?
Yeah, I think that's all I got.
How many kickers do you have? I think I got Harrison Butker.
Well, yeah, you should have him. Hell, that's
But he's kind of been in it a little bit. You see, like, he's kind of been in the news a bit. I think I got him.
I mean, you got to go back to the guys like Vinatieri and those guys, yeah. and I ain't got them either.
I don't have Adam Vinatieri. I don't think if Adam Vinatieri walked in, I don't think I have Adam Vinatieri. Yeah, that's. I think you might be right on Justin Tucker.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I don't think I have another kicker to pull. I don't think I do. No.
We just got a text from Pendergast, which just makes me feel better. By the way,
what'd he say?
Well, I don't know. I don't know when he got married. The allegations are from 2012 to 2016.
Well, okay, that's
then. So we're talking nine to 12 years ago.
Well, at least that cleans up the after Deshaun Watson. So it happened before that.
It happened before Deshaun, and hopefully for his family's sake, happened before he got married and started having kids.
Well, hopefully it just didn't happen. Well, for all, you know, all parties. Hopefully it didn't happen. But this is a hell of a situation. They're going to have to deal with. Someone texting Ray Finkel. Yes. Ace Ventura Pet Detective. Yes. They made Al Del Greco. You don't have Al Del Greco. You don't know what Al Del Greco looks like.